This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Investigators say the cause of last month's fire that destroyed the Ultramax ammunition plant in Box Elder appears accidental. Officials with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives say the May 8th fire at Ultramax in Box Elder started because of work being done on the building's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. South Dakota Department of Public Safety spokesman Tony Mangan tells the Rapid City Journal that the state fire marshal has found the fire appeared to be accidental in nature, but is still looking into the incident. Firefighters had to pull back from the building after bullets stored inside began exploding. Authorities said the plant had been filled with millions of rounds of ammunition and gunpowder. Several businesses were evacuated, but no injuries were reported. Ultramax was founded in 1986. A National Guard unit from South Dakota is headed for deployment in the Middle East. More than two dozen members of Detachment 1, Company B of the 935th Aviation Support Battalion will provide aviation maintenance and support for the Army. Members will go through a few weeks of final training at Fort Hood, Texas, before they head overseas. The unit has faced deployment before, with members serving during Operation Enduring Freedom in 2012 and 2013. With graduation season coming to an end, student loans are becoming a reality for most graduates. Later this month, the Center for Financial Resources is holding a student loan boot camp. The center's community relations director, Breck Miller, says the boot camp is for those who are close to graduation, post-graduation, or for those who have been making payments and want to learn about other payment options. The boot camp is open to the public, either online or in person. For a $20 payment per household, the boot camps are usually offered the third Wednesday of every month at 12 noon. For the month of June, it's set for the 20th at Lutheran Social Services in Sioux Falls. There is a tornado watch in effect for Union County in far southeast South Dakota until 11 Central Time. At 6.5 minutes past the hour, you're with STPB.